Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome, everybody, to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I'm your host, Kimberly Meredith, and we are going to have a fabulous show tonight, all the way into the fifth dimension with a very, very special guest. Before we go into bringing on our beautiful guest tonight, let's take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and say a beautiful prayer going fully into the fifth dimension, a channeled prayer, awakening into the fifth dimension, accepting the fifth dimension. Trusting by being fully in the fifth dimension, we can witness miracles, we can have and receive love, and accept intimacy with God's consciousness. Fully trusting God in the fifth dimension, we can hear and feel and have a loving shift in our lives, where love is easy and abundant. Through the divine, our gifts are fully awakened every day. When we're in the fifth dimension, our healing is faster, we feel amazing, love is easy, peace flows, joy flows, trusting the negative third dimension leaves our lives, the mind chatter, the fear is quickly overcome when we're in the fifth dimension. Our mind is automatically focused on the present moment with no effort required. Our mind is simply a state of being. We're automatically focused on love, light, and peace when we're in the fifth dimension. Our heart is open and ready for the Christ light. We are children of God. Namaste. Let's take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale, putting our hands over our heart chakra. Just relaxing. The next hour and embracing the Christ light, the love, and being in this cosmic energy and knowing that we are safe and loved. And we're truly in the fifth dimension. We have a very loving energy that surrounds us and takes us into the ascension, which is the fifth dimension and beyond. And we know that God loves us and heals us in every aspect of our lives. So welcome, everybody, to this amazing show tonight, the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And the show is possible because we're in the fifth dimension, and we love BBS Radio for having us. And we are super blessed tonight because we have an amazing celebrity with us tonight. She is a celebrity makeup artist based in San Francisco Bay Area. After starting her career in 1995, she founded her own makeup line, Pretty Girl Makeup, and she acquired many notable clientele. She has worked with major television networks, celebrities, designers, department stores, magazines, and big name brands. She's an expert creating looks that allow her clients' natural beauty to shine through by making every client feel like the best version of themselves on the inside and the outside. And that is true. I have seen her work, and it is amazing. In addition to her career as a makeup artist, her name is Christina Flack. She's a philanthropist, a humanitarian, a beauty expert on NBC, and it says NBC's CA Live, and guest on a variety of podcasts, including ours tonight, which we're really excited about. Christina is represented by Zenobia. She's going to tell us more about that. And Ford Artist in New York City, LA, and Miami, and is available for travel worldwide. I can't wait till she comes to LA. And her website is ChristinaFlack.com. Christina, I'm sure you are here, so I'm excited for you to come out and tell us a little bit more about you.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yay!
I'm really looking forward to this today.
I know, you're on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, and this is so exciting. You are so amazing.
Oh, you're
so
too kind. You're the amazing one. Thank you so much. You and I
have
become really fast friends over the past year, and it's been such a blessing.
I know. And I hope I introduced you correctly. And there's something I want you.
Absolutely.
I want you to explain to us a little bit more, and take a little bit of a diver deep into your work, because you do a lot. You have a television show, and you have a lot going on, and you do a lot, and you help so many people with your work in so many different ways. So why don't you tell us a little bit how it started and where you are right now?
Well, I started working on friends and family, and then that led to working on some photo shoots, and then that led to getting enough images together to get represented by agents, which has been, life-changing for my career. And I have been blessed to work with incredible celebrities and athletes and entrepreneurs and, celebrity chefs. And I've just enjoyed every minute of this journey. And then it led to writing for magazines and being a beauty expert on California Live on NBC. And then I write for magazines. I'm a contributing beauty editor to the Women Fitness Magazine, which I do twice a month. And,
I didn't know you were on Women's Fitness. I've been the cover on that magazine.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yes.
I didn't know you were on that. Amazing.
Yeah, I write for it every month. So it's a lot of fun. And I never expected to be a writer, but yet I am. So yeah, it's been great. And I am a mother of five, and I am a philanthropist, which I love doing. And what I love about my career, and then I have my podcast called I'm Too Busy, which you've been a guest on. And
yes, amazing.
So much fun. It's so much fun I never expected to have a show, because I just thought it's so much work, preparing for it and doing it all, but I have enjoyed it so much. And I really enjoy the process of getting a guest on and then learning about them and, getting a script together and just going through the whole process of interviewing and then getting it out there. So it's done really well in the last year. We've got about 64,000 subscribers on YouTube right now, and it's growing every week, and I'm really grateful.
So that's amazing. Let's go a little deeper for people that have never heard of what a celebrity makeup artist does. And what it's like to be on national television, NBC's California Live, but tell us a little bit more about what you do. Like, we want to know who you are, Christina.
Okay, who am I? So being a makeup artist it sounds very glamorous and fabulous, and at times it is. But then there's other times that I have to wake up at 2 a.m. to be on set at 3:30 in San Francisco with a client who's going to be on TV in New York. So sometimes there's really early days, and that's probably the most challenging for me, to wake up at 2 a.m. or 3. But it's great. I have all these incredible clients, men and women, and they're on TV or they're on photo shoots. I am the makeup artist for San Francisco Magazine and Silicon Valley Magazine. So I have the opportunity to work with all kinds of different athletes and entrepreneurs. And it's being a makeup artist is, of course, making someone look good, but it's more importantly making someone feel good, because they're going on camera and you have to figure out, okay, do they want to talk? Do they not want to talk? You know, you have like 3 seconds to figure out what the vibe is of each person. And then, you know, you listen or they ask you questions and then you get them ready. And I start with prepping their skin. I use aromatherapy. I massage their hands. I make sure that their skin is flawless and that they look camera ready, especially with the men. You want them to look good, but you don't want them to look like they have makeup on. So it's
right.
It's quite an art, makeup, but no makeup. So
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always different. There is never a day that's the same. I could be on a fashion show one day, a TV show the next day. And some days I have 2 or 3 things going on. So then it gets a little hectic to go from one project to the next, but it is
right.
It's a lot of fun, and I'm very blessed to work with the amazing people that I get to work with.
Yeah, I mean, I worked in television and film for years before I got hit by a car and ended up in the spiritual world. And I used to work in Grey's Anatomy and many, many TV shows, and makeup artists work long hours, especially in films that you've done, I mean, an enormous amount of work. I mean, you've worked on magazines alone. You've worked for Vogue and Elle and Glamour and Forbes. And I mean, so many magazines, and you've worked on many television and films, and you've traveled all over the world, and you've made media appearances, but you've also walked red carpets. You've helped celebrity makeup for Grammys and Oscars and all of that. And is there any particular project that you felt that really stuck out in your mind that you felt the more drawn to that made an impact on you?
Oh my gosh, that's a great question. Every project I work on feels special to me. Some are a little more intense than others. I've gotten to work with some incredible athletes and celebrity chefs. I get to, one of my longest clients that I've had is Tyler Florence. He's a celebrity chef, and I've been with him for 17 years. And I feel like I've gone to I've been to the Tyler Florence cooking school. So I've really learned to be a really great cook because I am so blessed that I get to watch him create all these amazing things. During this, I've got to go to the Super Bowl 3 times to work on that with different clients. So that's super special. I just actually got to walk the red carpet the other day with one of my clients up here in Northern California. There's a new casino opening, and my client is the chairman of the casino. And I walked with him, and Mario Lopez was there. So that was fun. That's very rare. That was a very glamorous day. It doesn't happen that often, but that was super fun. And I'm trying to think which other. Oh, I worked with SpongeBob at the Super Bowl. That was remarkable.
How fun!
I didn't expect that to be. I didn't think anyone would know who he and Patrick were, the two actors, because you don't see them obviously. But we had more security than I've had with some of my other clients that are more recognizable. And so that was pretty fun, like to see all these different athletes that were playing in the Super Bowl going so crazy over meeting SpongeBob and Patrick and their imitations of them. So,
right. And I'm going to get into some other topics, but one of the topics I wanted to say, so everybody's listening out there, about your work, you have I have my signature work that I do as a medical intuitive psychic, which is my signature medical scans that I do with my eyes that blink and everything that I do that's different than most psychics and mediums. But you also have a signature style, don't you? There's something that people talk about with you, and they recognize you and your talent that other, let's say, makeup artists don't necessarily have. And over your 25 to, 30 something years of experience as a fashion celebrity artist, what is your signature, let's say, they say about Christina? What do they say?
I speak a lot about beauty from the inside out because I feel that beauty starts with gut health. And I go, all my clients get tired of hearing me drink more water. Have you had your green juice? I think that I would be known for making sure that people are feeling good on the inside with nutrition, supplements, hormone, you know, replacement for women. Like, I really think that you look your best when you feel your best. And it starts with what you eat, what you drink, your sleep, your exercise, all these different things. So I think I would probably be known for the almost the opposite of what people would think. It's not just about painting faces, even though that's my big passion and I love it so much. But I really have a passion for, you know, good health and wellness. And that's
right,
kind of like stemmed over. Yeah, that's kind of stemmed over to on NBC, on California Live. They have been so gracious allowing me to talk about all my woo-woo and talking about different ways to drink water and doing different face masks with, you know, different products that you can get in your kitchen or your garden. And they've really allowed me to be free to talk about things that I find interesting and hopefully that the viewers find interesting of different things that you can do, you know, home to make yourself look and feel your best.
Yeah, I love that. That is so true. Because everything in the inside glows from the outside and you have that glowy look that all of your clients have, that real glowy, fresh look. It's amazing how they all look.
No, thank you. They have glowy skin, and that's kind of what
glowy.
I'm known for.
Yeah, you're
dewy,
known for the glowy.
The glowy, yes, the glowy skin.
They're glowy. So definitely glowy. People can check out your work on your website. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can find me at ChristinaFlack.com. I also have a YouTube channel, Christina Flack Makeup Artist. And there's all kinds of videos from NBC and different tutorials that I've done and different people that I've worked with. And then on YouTube as well, I'm Too Busy Podcast is there. Mm-hmm. So people can check me out. And then, of course, on Instagram and TikTok and Facebook and X.
Right. And so if you just popped on and you're listening to us right now, we're listening to Christina Flack. She's a celebrity makeup artist. And we're still going to get into some more conversation about her life. If you want to call in, we're at 888-627-6008. That's our call-in number tonight. And she's going to hopefully be taking some questions from our audience. Before we go to break, we want to ask Christina a few more questions, if that's okay. I wanted to ask you maybe some more personal questions, if that's all right?
Of course. Absolutely. I'm an open book.
Yeah.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to ask you, have you always been into this career, or did something shift in your life?
I'm very visual, and I've always liked making people look like the best versions of themselves. And I did that with my mother, who, as you know, had brain cancer, and she was sick and going to go out with my dad. And I had very little makeup skills, and she had very little makeup, but we managed to make her look and feel like the best version of her. And I think that's always stuck with me and why I love my job so much, because I love, and it's not always working with celebrities. I do makeup lessons and consultations with clients that are normal civilians, but I love doing that because it just, to make someone that they never realized that they could look a different way, and just showing them a few different little makeup tricks that I do. It's, you know, I've had people literally cry when they look in the mirror because they couldn't even recognize themselves and they wanted to look different, and then they did. And so just teaching people how to look like the best versions of themselves is, it's really a big deal for some people. And so it really makes me feel good. So that's kind of how it started. And I was an image consultant and a personal shopper. And then I had all my children, and it just kind of worked being a mom. being a makeup artist, because I could kind of control my schedule and still be at pickup and helping in the classroom and driving on field trips. So it was just like the perfect job. And then I came up with the concept for Pretty Girl. I was on vacation with my family in Hawaii with some friends, and my girlfriend Claudia said, "Honey, look at, we're sitting here reading magazines in the pool. No one knows we're mommies. We look like pretty girls." And I just started giggling. I thought that was the funniest thing I ever heard. And I'm like, that's the perfect name for makeup line. So that's how I came up with Pretty Girl. And we started with a lip plumper and lip gloss and different shadows and different scrubs and all candles, all different things. And so that's how Pretty Girl started. And then I just have enjoyed this whole process so much of, you know, it's not, one day is never the same, because some days I'm working on Pretty Girl, some days I'm working on I'm Too Busy, and sometimes I'm working on photo shoots. So, or I'm writing a magazine article. So it's constant. I'm kind of a gypsy, and I like that feeling of freedom and creativity that doing all these different jobs that I do, they're all pretty much connected. I think it differentiates me as a makeup artist, having my makeup line and having my podcast and writing these articles, and it just helps my makeup brand, and it helps every different job I have helps the other.
Right. And would you say that you're a spiritual person with your makeup and your gifts that you have? Like, do you tap into a different dimension when you're doing your work, or do you feel like, you know, it's not spiritual?
I am a very spiritual person, and I always try to be in the fifth dimension, because I've read your book. And so when I work with my clients, I just try. It's one of the things that I do with my clients. It is all about them. I want them to feel like they're super special and they're happy and they feel good. So when they get in front of a camera, it all works out. So it's a very giving thing, and I think it makes me a better makeup artist because I'm sensitive to other people's feelings.
You are. You're definitely an empath, because since I've met you, because, you know, we found each other, it's been a few months now, and, you know, because I'm psychic, I can see how you would make somebody, and I'm getting chills right now, feel like they were a super queen, a superstar. And that you probably are super magical with your gifts. So that's why I'm getting, you probably would turn somebody that maybe was getting their makeup done into feeling super, you know, enlightened too, like, or brightened up, or maybe if they were having a down moment, they felt more positive.
I definitely think that one of the things that I do with my clients, and I always joke with my clients that it's job security, is I use aromatherapy, and I give them hand massages and just kind of massage them. Sometimes I do their neck, and I have some clients that are so like stressed and frazzled. And as soon as I do that, they're totally calm. I have one of my clients that is a CEO of a humanoid robotic company in San Francisco. And he always jokes, the only reason he wakes up at 2 a.m. to do an interview at 4 a.m. is because he knows he's going to get his neck rubbed and his hands massaged. And so,
so everybody should hire you.
Exactly. So they always want, they all like love that. It's so funny. My clients, they're like, they just stick their hand out, like, just start.
I'm going to start doing that now. When my clients come into the office, I'll do their scan and I do their healing, and then I'll start rubbing their hands with the aromatherapy.
Exactly. You're going to be shocked. They're never going to leave you.
Yeah. Well, they don't leave now, but I feel like, do you use a certain kind of aromatherapy? Because I use Young Living essential oil. I love them.
I use doTERRA, and I have different lotions and different aromatherapy oils. And sometimes my clients will close their eyes, and I'll just put some aromatherapy oil just under their nose. I'm like, close your eyes and breathe and just get into a good space. So I try and teach them to get into the fifth dimension, before they go out and do whatever they have to do. And I can just tell they're in a much different mood and I make sure that they have, that they're hydrated and they've had food. I just really, I think because I'm a mother of so many children and godmother of so many children, that I, it's very easy for me to tend to people and make them feel special and nice.
Yeah, you are definitely an angel walking here on earth. And I feel like, I want to ask you something about you. How do you deal, so the people that are listening right now, how do you deal with hardships? How do you deal with moments where maybe when you're working and you're in the moment, like when I'm working and doing my sessions with people, I love it. When I'm not working, I don't like it like you. I feel more three going back down to this other dimension. I like being in the fifth and the above. And when I'm writing and I'm working and I'm busy, that's in the 5D. I don't like having that space unless I'm out hiking or doing something else like that. But how do you deal when you have one of those hard days or something that happens to you or it throws you in another direction?
Oh my gosh. You know, it's one of my favorite questions I ask on my podcast. What do you do when your day is not flowing? And so what do I do when my day isn't flowing? I will go walk outside with my dog for a few minutes, or sometimes I just shut everything down and go get my nails done, or just, or I'll go ride a horse. I will go hiking. Sometimes you just need to go do something else, because if things are just not flowing, it's kind of the universe telling you, you need to go do something else. So that's kind of what I do. I'll go read. I'll go work out. I'll go get my nails done. I'll go do something that's other than what I'm doing, because it just, some days the day just needs to end.
Exactly. Or to call a friend or something like that.
Oh, right. Definitely.
Yeah.
I'll call you. I text you sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard day. I'm a very happy person. And so it's very rare that I'm not in a good mood or feeling good. And I really try to think about things that I'm grateful for. I have a really blessed life and an amazing family and friends. And I really just try and think of those things. And also, I've dealt with a bunch of grief in my life, and I'm sure you want to get into that. But I think that grieving, it's one of those things, you don't get over it, you learn to manage it. And one of the things that I've learned with having had as much loss as I've had in my life, with my mother, my son, my husband, two of my best friends, my business partner, I have learned that if I make sure that I've eaten, that I've exercised, that I've gotten enough sleep, that I've gone outside and gotten some fresh air, that I think of all the things that I'm grateful for. And if I can manage all of that, everything is softer. You know, things get out of whack when I don't eat or I don't exercise or I'm just sitting there. So I think self-care is incredibly important when you're dealing with grief or a day that isn't flowing.
Yes. And I wanted to mention, I love that. I want to mention that's probably why you can say you made your TV show called I'm Too Busy, right? TV.
Yes.
You kept yourself super busy.
Yes, exactly.
And you guys can look that up on her YouTube channel, right? I'm too busy.com, right?
I'm too busy TV.com and I'm Too Busy podcast on YouTube. Yes.
Before we go to break, because we're going to go to break, I do want to come back and talk about the grief of your husband that crossed, because I know that there's a couple times since he's passed that you've had some signs, and this show is about the aftermath.
Very many, yes.
So we're going to go to break. We're listening to Christina Flack, and when we come back, she's going to tell us a couple signs that she's had about her husband that had crossed over. So we'll be right back. You're listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension. where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the Fifth Dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At The Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Kimberly Meredith, your host. And we have Christina Flack with us today, celebrity makeup artist, and you can reach her at christinaflack.com. And I want to make sure that you know I'm at thehealingtrilogy.com, and we have a lot of events coming up. So please stay tuned. And we have callers already on the line wanting to talk to Christina. Christina, do you want to take the callers and then we'll talk about the signs?
Whatever you want. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so let's take Leah. Leah's on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello,
dear. Hi, I'm sure enjoying your wonderful program tonight. I'm really interested. And do you make your makeup? Is it like is it made from plant ingredients? I hope you don't mind me asking you that.
Oh, absolutely. You can ask, yes. We have a bunch of essential oils in the lip gloss. It's hydrating, it's anti-aging and moisturizing. And very long-lasting.
That's wonderful, dear. It sounds marvelous. I'm so happy that you have a makeup brand. That's really great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Leah, so glad that you called in.
Yes, I certainly am. Really, really, really happy, dear. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Have a wonderful evening, dear. All the very best to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And then I think we have somebody else on the line, too, here. Hi.
Actually, I had a question for Kimberly, if that's okay to ask.
Sure.
Of course.
Well, Kimberly, it's about my health. I had some minor health issue, but it's been bothering me. And I've seen 3 or 4 doctors, and they have different opinions. And one doctor is saying really scary things. Another one says no. So my question to you is, since you're so intuitive, do you know if there will be a positive outcome or something that will require long treatment? I just don't know what it is.
Okay. Did they give you a diagnosis about it? Because
no. They cannot.
Oh, they're not.
They don't know what it is. Again, one doctor says one thing, another one says another one, the third one says a third thing, and honestly, I think I've seen too many doctors because, well, there was a difference of opinions, but now four of them.
I can't really say because I don't know. I'm not quite sure what's going on that you've got going on. I just see a relative trying to come in and help you from the afterlife right now. That passed away. That's trying to help you. So I know it can be very confusing when you see different doctors and they're telling you this and this and that. Have you ever scheduled an appointment with me, like a 60-minute session?
Well, in reality, I'm not looking for healing at this time. I'm just trying to figure out if the outcome will be positive or something is serious that will need a long treatment.
I know, but what I'm saying is I can go through your body and do a full scan for you.
I have like four MRIs done in reality. So I have like four MRIs already.
Okay. I'm talking about a medical intuitive scan. So just to answer your question, my team is not answering about how your outcome is going to be. They're just saying you have a relative on the other side that's trying to help you.
Is it my mom or my dad?
Yes, it's a woman. Yeah, I think it's your mother trying to help you and give you, you know, more comfort to not be so afraid about what's happening to you. It seems like it's something about that needs to boost your immune system a little bit more. And I'm just offering, if you want to touch base with me and do a private scan, a medical intuitive scan, not an MRI. I'm sorry if you thought I was saying get another MRI. They weren't saying get another MRI.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for calling in. You want to ask Christina anything?
So
you want to ask Christina anything or no?
Well, I do not have any question about makeup.
Okay, but your mother is with you. She did come in very fast. Okay. And if you want to reach out to me and do a private session, you can go to my website, thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you so much. I just want to reach out to everybody that's listening. You definitely can call in and ask questions. Sometimes the guides don't want to answer certain things, and sometimes they want to come in like they just did with our last caller, Anne. And say it's time to take some more, you know, confidence in your relative from the afterlife, which is her mother. They're talking about boosting her immune system and not feeling fear. They're really going into being less fear, you know, really into less fear. So I am here for everybody. If you want to do a scan, I can go more, you know, deep if you want to do a private scan. If we don't have any more callers, I really want to hear about your spiritual experience with your husband that crossed over, Christina.
So my husband's name was Ken Flack. He was a professional tennis player. He was on the Davis Cup team. He had won Wimbledon, and he'd had an amazing career, and we were very happily married, and he got a cold, which turned into bronchitis, which turned into sepsis. And he was misdiagnosed and he passed away. And he wasn't supposed to.
Can I ask real quick how old he was?
54.
Okay, it's 54 and this happened. Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. He passed away 8 years ago. And I heard him so clearly after he passed, like in my head, I could hear him saying, "You need to go and speak with Cindy Clifton, and she is an intuit. She's a, you know, clairvoyant. She speaks to the dead." And funny enough, I was supposed to go meet with her. It took a year to go meet with this woman. And the day that I was supposed to go meet with her, my agent called and had booked me with Gucci in San Francisco. So I said to my husband, "Will you please go take this appointment? Because I've had it for a year and I feel bad. Like I can't cancel." He's like, "Okay, well," my husband was from St. Louis, Missouri. He did not, I thought everyone in California was crazy. So he's like, "Oh God, here we go." Yeah. So anyway, he goes and speaks with this woman and he came home. Well, he said on the way up there, because it was up in Santa Rosa, he said his mom had just passed And he said, he was talking to his mom and said, "Mom, if this lady's for real, like, let's have a code word. And let's," she used to call him her little tiger, like when he was young. So when he got to her, Cindy Clifton's house, he said, "I'm sorry, my wife couldn't come, but I'm here." And she said, "Oh, no problem." And he noticed that she was moving some stones around. He goes, "Oh, what are you doing?" And she said, "Oh, well, I had an amethyst for your wife, but spirit's telling me to put a tiger's eye out." And he was like, "Oh my gosh." So after that, he was like, "Okay, I think this lady's real." So anyway, he had an amazing session with her. He came home and he said, "You know, only my wife can find a witch that lives on a vineyard in a mansion, you know, and she's beautiful." And I'm like, "Well, of course, it's the only kind of witches there are in the world." So he's like, "No, she's amazing. Like, your mom came in, my mom, like the whole thing." So anyway, you know, he passes a few years later. And I hear him telling me, "You have to speak with Cindy Clifton. You have to." And I'm like, "How am I going to do that?" I'm just like arguing with myself in my head. Like, I can't get in with her. I don't have a year. So miraculously, I got in with her in like less than 7 days. And she said, "Oh my gosh, your husband, it's so rare that I have a client that is, I have in this world, but then that passes."
Right.
She goes, "And he's just like he was here. He was so charming and funny, and God just love you." It was so sweet. She's like, "He loves you so much." She said, "He woke me up this morning to tell me my wife's coming and you're just going to love her. And you have to tell her that everything's going to work out and everything's going to be fine." So anyway, she's telling me all this, and she said, he's telling her this, "Tell my wife when they hear his voice in their head, when they're golfing, to please listen to him. He'll tell that he goes, I'm going to be there for every tournament. I will be there and I'm going to tell them which club to use." And so I tell my son Nikolai that. I'm like, "Nikolai, Daddy, I had this conversation with this woman," and my son, he's like, "Mom, you're batshit. You're so nuts. Like, okay, I'm going to believe." I said, "Just be open." So the next day, he's at the golf course, and I had given him a bracelet of Ken's, and he said, he was taking the bracelet off, and he said, my son calls me the next day and goes, "Mom, are you sitting down? I was open to your weirdness, but something happened." I'm like, "What do you mean something happened?" He's like, "Well, I was taking the bracelet off and I heard Ken so distinctly say, 'Buddy, keep it on.'" And he goes, "Okay, I'm going to keep the bracelet on." He went to play. He gets on the first hole. It was a par 4 up a hill. It's like the hole was like on a cliff. It was like a really challenging hole. And he hits the ball, hole in one. And yeah, it was crazy. That happened. Then another time, my daughter came home from London right after he passed, and my husband was obsessed with golf. And my daughter was in her room watching, like, on Bravo TV, the Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she screamed, "Mom, get in here quick." So I'm like, "What? What's wrong?" And she said, "Look at the TV." And I'm like, "What? It's the Golf Channel." She goes, "Exactly. Have I ever watched the Golf Channel?" She goes, "I was watching my show. And then all of a sudden, the Golf Channel turns on and it's frozen." And I'm just like, "Of course, even from up there, he's controlling the clipper and the TV." And so I have had, sounds in the house, him coughing, all these miracles. Like my house, I was with his partner, Rob, and his wife in Florida at the NCAA final with my son playing golf. And his partner, Ken's partner, Rob, that he, won all these tournaments with, was telling me, "You need to sell that house. It's too big. You don't want to live there." And I'm like, "Well, how's that going to happen? Like, whatever. I'll think about it." An hour later, one of my best friends calls me and she's like, "You're not going to believe this. I got the funniest call. This family drove by your house and they want to buy it from you.
Oh my God.
I can't even tell you how many of these. I don't believe in coincidences because they're not. But I mean, I have had so many of these different things happen with him. And it's,
yeah,
I love, oh, this was the hugest one. My husband died on March 12th of 2018. Our wedding anniversary was March 31st. And so 2 weeks after he passed, I had a client getting married, and she knew my husband had died. And I told her when I got that, she's like, are you sure you're going to do it? I go, yes, I'm going to do it. So I get to the hotel where we're getting her ready. My assistant's there. There's like 10 people in the room. I said, look, just turn on some happy music. I have a cup of tea and I'm going to paint faces. It's all going to be fine. So I start working on someone.
Oh my gosh.
And they're playing. Pardon me?
I said, you are strong.
Oh my gosh. So then I'm painting faces and like Christina Aguilera singing and Lady Gaga. And then all of a sudden Titanic starts playing with Celine Dion. And I'm like, oh my God. And I said, this was like, my husband always said our love was so big, it was titanical. And
oh my God.
I swear I'm going to cry right now. But he said it was our wedding anniversary that day. And the girl said, I said, I can't believe this song's playing. And she goes, Christina, this is not on my playlist. I hate this song. And I'm like, and I start crying because I knew
wow.
my husband, I don't know what he did, how he did it, but he got that song. And
they
I
will
never,
do it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I have never felt so much love in my heart than that moment, because I knew
that moment
he did that. I knew he did that.
Yeah. He did that. Definitely. Definitely. And it's interesting that he was young and his immune system couldn't fight off that bronchitis.
Well, it wasn't his fault. It was, my husband was incredibly strong and healthy, you know, athlete. His doctor didn't see him and they gave him the wrong medicine. So they gave him cough medicine with codeine and an inhaler and no antibiotic to counter the infection. No. And so when they gave the cough medicine with codeine is incredibly dangerous if you have an infection because
it
slows down your breathing. And if you have an infection, it will grow like wildfire. And that's what happened to him.
It starts to spread throughout the organs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that so he got sepsis and he passed in like 4 days.
Horrible.
Yes.
And do you still feel he's trying to make connection? Does he still do signs?
All the, he does. I hear songs. They always come in three. It's very interesting. Like three songs in a row will pop up and they're something to do with whatever is going on in my life. And he communicates with me through music.
I get that with my mother. She shows
you.
Up with, my next book is on codes and signs. And because when I was little, she died when I was young. I threw a fit and had, I think I talked about this a little bit on your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
My Italian grandmother wanted a cross on the tombstone and I wanted the 8 on there, which is the infinity sign.
Mm-hmm.
And she shows up a lot with the 8s, the infinity sign. And that's when I started channeling. When I see the 8s show up is when people start coming up for me. And the 8 is her and I kind of, you know, way that we communicate.
I love that. That's beautiful. You know, another thing that I noticed a lot with him, I will get feathers will be like, I'll go on a walk and some random feather will just be in front of my foot. Like there's no birds, there's no nothing. And an eagle. Oh, here was another one. I was up in Alaska and it was my husband's anniversary of his passing and I was on a hike and this eagle was following me and I knew it was him because that was his spirit animal.
Definitely. Yeah.
Right. Then
definitely.
It gets better. I continued walking and the bird kept following me, this eagle. And then all of a sudden a second eagle comes and is following us. the two eagles. So I knew it was my son and my husband, the two of them together.
Yeah.
I mean, the chances of you seeing two eagles that are flying and following you walking is pretty remarkable.
Definitely. Do you want to touch a little bit to the audience about your son?
Yes, my son, Beau. My son, Beau.
In the afterlife.
He passed away on Christmas Day when he was 4.5 months old, and he is a twin of my son, Ben. And Beau is such a powerful spirit that when Ben was like 3, he was sitting having lunch in the kitchen, and he looked over at me, and I had handed him his lunch, and he's like, Mommy, where is Beau's lunch? And I said, honey, what are you talking about? He goes, Mommy, Beau's sitting right there. Like, why are you so mean? And I'm like, okay. So I put some food out. And then he started, and I didn't tell my son any, I mean, he knew his brother had passed, but I wasn't bringing it up. And he said, Mommy, you know, all these things in my house broke, like literally everything, are the washer, the dryer, the garage door opener, like literally every appliance. And the, you know, a handyman had come to fix it. And I was saying, like, does it happen like in a house, like everything just kind of breaks at the same time? And my son Ben said, no, Mommy, it's not the house. Beau did it. And I said, what do you mean Beau did it? He said, yeah, Beau doesn't want you to forget him. And I said, honey, I will never forget your brother. And you tell your brother to fix everything he broke. And he started laughing. It was just, it was so funny. But he would tell me that Ben would wake up in the morning and say, Mommy, you know, a Beau came to me in my dream. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, he wanted to up to the clouds. He wanted to go up to the clouds. And I said, what do you mean up to the clouds? He goes, yeah, we went up to the sun and it was really bright. And then Beau wanted to go another instance. He said, Beau wanted to go to our rebirth. And I go, what's that? He goes, well, he wanted to go to see us get how we cracked out. That's how he would say it, how we cracked out. And I said, and he goes, and oh, Mommy, birth is gross. There's blood all over. I'm like, I've never told my child that birth is bloody and gross. You know
right.
what I mean? It was,
yeah.
It was so crazy. Another instance with Beau, he would go, we were driving in our town of Mill Valley, and there's never parking in front of this one movie theater. And so I said to Ben, I said, hey, honey, help Mommy find parking. And he said, can Beau help? And I said, yes, of course. And he said, Mom, Beau says that in 30 seconds, you're going to have the best parking spot of your life. And I said, amazing. Literally 30 seconds later, right in front of the movie theater where I've never been able to get a parking spot, it opened right up and there it was. So anytime now where I'm driving, I always go, Beau, please help Mommy find parking, please.
Yeah.
And
it's amazing. Yeah. And they were twins,
amazing.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
Aw. So yeah, they're definitely. So you thought the two eagles, right? Were they eagles or crows?
Eagles.
Eagles, yeah. Were your husband and your son together.
Yes.
And that's beautiful. And how your son made contact like that. That's
amazing. It was amazing. But it stopped when he got about 7. And then it went from him being like, you know, I'd ask him, so what happened with Beau? And he's like, Mommy, it's my private thing. I don't want to talk about it. And then he stopped talking about it altogether. And so.
So now, yeah, but at least you had those times together. So now in your daily life, to bring it up to where we are now, now in your daily life and your aspirations where you're going in the next year or two, what are your plans? What do you see yourself doing or what you want to do or what do you feel like in your heart?
I feel like I'm going to simplify my life. I'm going to focus, you know, more on my podcast and the photo shoots that I do and I in writing more and just really trying to enjoy life and not be so incredibly busy like I have been. I feel like life needs to just be a little bit easier and not entirely focused on work. And, you know, my children are all grown, which is great. And I want my sons on the golf tour and I'd like to go watch him play and just make things be a little bit simpler and see what happens. You never know. I didn't expect any of these other, you know, the podcast or NBC or writing for these magazines. I never expected those things to happen and they just popped up. So I think I'm open to what the universe brings to me. There might be some other opportunities that I'm not aware of that are going to come, and I'm totally happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. So because you're so successful, you're open now, ready for something maybe in the next few years in another kind of spiritual maybe dimension or something. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, absolutely.
Cool. And so right now, the way the world is going, is there something you want to say to anybody out there right now? Because we've got a lot of women out there that need support, and men and kids and teenagers and everybody out there that's listening, and people of all kinds of religion, and people that are just, you know, beautifully spiritually wanting inspiration, and you're a very inspiring woman. Is there something in your heart that you feel that you would like to tell some inspirational experience that you can give somebody, or something you would say to someone from your heart right now?
Absolutely. I think it is super important to have passion in your life for whatever it is that you're doing. And I've always told my kids, figure out what you love doing so much you do it for free, and then figure out how to get paid. And I feel I love what I do so much, and I'm so blessed that I've had these opportunities that I get to work with extraordinary people and get to know them on a deep level. And I think if you can, you know, enjoy, be grateful, like just being grateful for everything in your life, the good, the bad. Sometimes we think things are happening to us, but they're actually happening for us. And laugh loud, love big, and be the best version of you every day, and strive to be 1% better every day. And I think you'll have a beautiful, happy fifth dimension life.
Wow. I love that. I think you definitely need to have a book out. You are an amazing woman. Christina is a nationally recognized celebrity makeup artist over 25 years. You guys follow her, follow her, follow her. I am so just enamored with you. And I love
you. Thank you so much. I love you too. Thank you so much for having me on today. It was so special, and I'm so proud of all you do and all you've accomplished. And having you in my life this past year has been such an incredible blessing, and I'm so grateful to you. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for having me on today. It was really, really nice.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I love you. And thank you for being on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. God bless you.
God bless. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you more.